I'm originally from East Africa, a small country called Eritrea, and I have been in the United States for the last 6 years. Yeah, I do remember the first day I came in. It feels like as if it happened yesterday. At least I remembered it as if it happened yesterday. It was Nicole, her name. She's from Refugee One, the one that received me, and yeah, she introduced herself and she said she's my case worker. And she picked me up from the airport. And then it was summer when I came, and when we go outside, it feels like as if I was still in the refugee camp. It's really hot. I was like, are we still in the refugee camp? And she laughed, and I laughed too. And we get into the car, and then she drove me to Sheridan, and she said, in fact, your apartment is next to the lake. And she said, let me show you the lake. And she took me to the lake, and I looked at the lake. It was beautiful, and I asked, like, is this a lake? And she said, yeah, it's just a lake. It doesn't look like a lake. It's really huge. And she brought me back, and she took me to my apartment. Honestly, when I first came in, it feels as if I when she showed me my apartment, my bathroom, my shower, the kitchen, the refrigerator full of food. I mean, that is something that makes you feel like you are a king and happy. I was happy and still am happy. The first year, when you get back, you are happy and think as if you are walking in the sky, and then you realize the reality of life. You have to find a work. And then the things that are you've been receiving from the refugee, they start to be taken away one by one, and then makes you feel like uncomfortable. And then finally you have to stand on your own 2 feet. So in this time you have to face with some realities, the culture, food, the language. You have to have at least a little bit of the base of the language in order to cope up. So the first year was difficult. The second year became better. I found a church, and then I found good family in the church. The people are really nice. And I remember it was Thanksgiving. Ryan said, let me take you to Michigan. I was like, are you sure you want to take me to your family in Michigan? He said, yes. And he took me. We stayed there 4 days with his family. And I met his father, his mother, his brothers, his uncle, his aunt, and everybody. And then they accepted me and they welcomed me into their home. I cannot explain that feeling. And I'm really, really, I'm proud of my church community. They are like the real help. And they make me feel, not they make me feel that, they make sure that I am home. In the third year, I would say, still you are in that bubble, but you can think you can make it. But once you know, especially how to speak, the way people communicate here, and when you break the culture barrier, especially the culture barrier, for instance, when we speak back home, to stare in the eye and speak, it's rude. And especially if the person we're talking to is a little bit older, you cannot stare in their eyes. Here, if you don't look in the eye when you speak, you are a liar. You have to speak louder. You have to walk faster. When you break those barriers and when you come into the place, then you realize the benefits you have in the here is so huge. Every morning I wake up and I say, thank you, Lord. And I go to work. And then when I'm done working, I come home. When I'm feeling to go to any places, I can pick up and go. If I want to go to another state, I don't have to worry about border crossings. I just pick up myself and go. See, freedom is a beautiful thing. I came from Ethiopia refugee camp. So I spent 7 years in Ethiopia. And before that also, I was born in Ethiopia. So I kind of know the language and a little bit of the culture, because Ethiopia is a vast country with a lot of cultures. And then I went to Eritrea, and then also I lived in Eritrea. So I miss the language. Sometimes I miss to speak Tigrinya, so I have to call a friend. I just miss to speak Tigrinya, so I just want to speak to you in Tigrinya. I just miss to speak Amharic, so I just called. And I miss the culture. There is a beautiful, deep culture, especially when there is a wedding or there is a funeral and or there is a gathering. I miss those. I miss the food. It's called injera. The bread is called injera. I really miss it. And thank God we have a couple of good restaurants here in Chicago. So I go to some of them as often as I can.